This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Grass, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Our top five this week is from the co-creator of Fossa Foss Collective, an online arts and news publication that focuses on elevating Black, Brown, and marginalized voices in Indianapolis. Melissa Davis will talk with journalist, event producer, and content creator Ariana Beattie. Ari will share the top five songs that kept her grooving in 2021. Charlene Birdsong is a story tonight on Club Plex, a DJ collaborative that intentionally centers safety and freedom, featuring many of Indy's most talented and up-and-coming DJs and musicians. We'll also listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at wfyi.org/listen. Up first, Charlene has a conversation and some music.
I spoke to three DJs of the dance event collaborative Club Plex. Club Plex is an artistic group that features many of Indy's most talented up-and-coming DJs and musicians. Club Plex is the next generation of the Indianapolis music scene, intentionally centering safety and freedom with curated multi-genre dance parties and even a weekly radio show. I'll let them introduce themselves and we'll learn more about Club Plex.
My name is Alex Gonzalez. I am a DJ and producer. I go by G&Z.
Luke Miles, founder and one of the operators and curators of Club Plex. Also do a little bit of DJing on the side.
Hey, what's up, what's up? This is Brianna Shell, a.k.a. DJ Space Buns. I am here with Club Plex, my friends Luke and Gons.
Club Plex is essentially a dance floor and a DJ collective composed of a bunch of friends who like to DJ music that you can dance to. You know, that covers a lot of different genres.
I think the best way to describe it is you'll be experiencing a safe place where you can really be yourself, and there's a lot of unique individuals who are very self-expressive and also very welcoming, and, you know, maybe hear some different stuff that, you know, you're not used to hearing.
So what inspired Club Plex?
Really how we're doing it is inspired by, like, the Loft and those early, you know, New York City parties and whatnot that were, you know, mostly private, but like very like well talked about, like great energy, having that inspiration and then just wanting to do something different as far as music and partying goes in a different way. It's pretty much how we got to where we are and why we do what we do.
Awesome. And there are three of you here today, but the Club Plex Collective, it has a lot more DJs, right?
It does. Yeah.
How did you all find each other?
I don't know, a certain amount of us knowing each other, knowing that we like certain music. All right, like, let's go come into one space and do something, make some magic happen. And then when you create that platform, other DJs that you know, you don't know them, they start to come and support, and then you see them and they drop mixes, and you're like, oh, dang, they play stuff that's similar to us. So then I would reach out to them and be like, look, we're doing this. Like, you want to get involved in this way? And then if they were down, which most people have been pretty down, you know, if you go on SoundCloud, there's so many different DJs on there. Everybody contributes to the, you know, the sound profile that Club Plex is right now. So, yeah, just really just reaching out to people who have a sound that's similar and a fit what we're trying to facilitate from a music perspective.
Bria and Luke, you both mentioned that it's a place where people can be themselves and be free. When I first saw pictures of the parties you were having, I was like, this isn't Indianapolis. This looks like it's in New York or Chicago. Can you go into a little bit more about what you mean by people can be themselves and people can be free and that it's a safe space?
I think that the music that is played at Plex facilitates a sense of freedom. It is about what we do and like the mentality of the people sort of curating it, but there's a level of freedom in like house music or juke or footwork or whatever, you know, is being played at Plex. And I think the like high energy of the music as well gives people, I don't know, just like takes them to this space, this head space, this body space. It's different than other types of music.
you are bringing up things that people don't bring up when they talk about events in Indianapolis. You're bringing up like safety and creativity and community and specifically bringing people in.
I mean, yeah, that's another big deal. And one of my big things is painting the picture that there is another avenue. You know, there are other places where you can, you know, fit in, and that it's music that, you know, comes from your ancestors and blah, 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 right? So all those things are kind of in the back of my mind as well. And it's good to see people are picking up on it.
I completely agree with what they're saying. And these two definitely were doing Plex before I kind of came on. And these guys are so well organized and so intentional about who is involved. And that foundation goes so far. What you're seeing with the pictures comes from this really solid foundation that they have built. And I tell them all the time, like, it's so cool. Like, they're on their P's and Q's. And it comes out in everything Plex related.
Do you feel like the scene in Indianapolis is expanding to other genres and types of events? Do you feel like there's a change or a shift happening?
Electronic music, like majority of what we play and what you're going to hear in the night, it's not like a new thing. Like, it's obvious
not
that it's
all.
Not like, not yeah, it's all. Like not a new thing. It's a very like mainstream thing, but.
Well, there's parts of it that have been taken very mainstream.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's so what people think of in their head when you tell them what
white.
You do. Yeah, they don't realize the reality of it and where it all started.
It's not, again, it's not like a new thing. And there's definitely avenues around the city that are promoting this and have mm-hmm. been promoting it. And there's people out there that have definitely done what we've done, but we're just something new that's kind of revamping it in a way again, or just putting our own spin on it. Yeah, maybe you haven't been turned on to the right artist or the right, you know, genre of electronic music, but once you go there and you experience like the night or the party or even just hear one of the mixes on the radio, you've already been hooked. You're pulling out your phone trying to figure out what the song is.
Or you see somebody who looks like you playing music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That,
you know, the representation
huge.
Part is big, especially out here in Indiana.
Huge.
You know. For those that don't know, we do have a radio show that airs every Saturday at 10 p.m. on 99.1 WQRT LPFM. And that is something you could tune into and kind of get a taste for, you know, what we play. We cover a lot of different types of genres and DJs from here in town that we'll do an hour mix from, you know, 10 to 11 and give you something to listen to on the way to your function that night. So tap in there.
What's up, what's up? This is Brianna Shell, aka DJ Space Buns. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, all at Brianna Shell. That's BRIANACHELE, and DJ Space Buns as well.
Luke Miles, owner and operator of Club Plex, amongst many. Tags are going to be Mallgrabs on Instagram, MALLGRABS, and then the Clubplex Instagram itself at club.plex.
And this is Alex Gonzalez. I go by GNZ. If you want to check out what I'm up to, you can check out my handles at a.gnzls and then GNZ on SoundCloud.
Let's hear one of those SoundCloud mixes now. This is DJ GNZ on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Thanks, Charlene and Club Plex, for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we listen in to Ariana Beattie's top 5 songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Melissa Davis has this week's top 5.
I'm here with the co-founder of Fossa Foss and an amazing person in general. Ari, you're here.
Yeah, it's so good to see you.
It's great to see you too. So can you tell me a little bit about the work you do with Fossa Foss, FAF Collective?
Yes. So, almost 5 years ago now, my co-founder, Space Yams, and I, which we met like in second grade at College Park Elementary, but we created a publication focusing on arts and culture from a Black and Brown perspective, and really tuning in to all the amazing things happening in our arts community. And so we started out going to shows in Fountain Square and other places, interviewing artists and just really doing album reviews. We've featured poetry, short stories, photography, a lot of different things. We used to also host a lot of events. And I say used to, obviously, because we've been readjusting and figuring out where we're going. But we used to do poetry readings and love-ins, where we would literally have people come and just do art and sit around and hang out. Gosh, we've done shows, so many different things. Everything I do is an FAF collaboration, so we're all over the place. But very excited to still be here covering artists and excited for the future to get back with events and continue doing what we do best, which is showcasing the magic in our city.
Yeah, that's so exciting. It's nice that we're all coming out of this COVID lockdown. So hopefully we can all get to shows again. You produced an amazing women in hip hop show. It was like 3 years ago at State Street Pub. Do you think you'll be doing more events like that?
I would love to. Indie Women in Hip Hop was incredible. We featured Manon Voice, Mariah Ivey. It was incredible to showcase Black women in hip hop at State Street, which wasn't kind of a prominent Black venue. So fingers crossed, more of stuff like that. We're ready to get back.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
It's FAFcollective.com?
Yes, yes. And FAF Collective on all social media platforms.
Awesome. And today, I'm so excited, you are going to share top five with us. And you have excellent taste in music, so I'm so excited to hear what you have to share today.
Thank you. I take that so seriously, so I really appreciate that. This is coming from just things that have been getting me going. So yeah, these five songs, I'm super excited to share with you all. I've got some local Indianapolis stuff, and then even some stuff out of the U.S., so.
Cool. All right, you want to start with number five?
Yeah. So number five, Cruise Control, a single off of Clint Breeze's album Self. The acronym is Soul Evolution Love and Fear. And it's super incredible. So shout out to you, Clint Breeze. And yeah, this is Cruise Control.
I'm on cruise control, singing in my own way. Baby, don't bother me. That's you trying to work with me. I'm on cruise control, baby, don't bother me. Stay in your lane, I don't work for free. I'm on cruise control, singing in my own way. Baby, don't bother me.
Number four.
Number four. Okay, so. Like I said, I got some stuff out of the U.S. This is such a side note, but my mom like has Sirius XM in the car. I've been driving her car. Anyway, I've been listening to Sound 42, which is Drake's station. And they don't just play Drake. He collaborates with a lot of artists from West Africa, Toronto, the U.K., and the U.S. So it's been super dope listening to that. So this is Regular Bag by Millions. It's UK drill, so it's like really hardcore. I love the cadence, love the accent. So yeah, Regular Bag by Millions, number four.
Yo, half a square and a six-shot spin. No, my friend, this ain't no regular bag. No. I pay 15 bills in LV, 2Z the dark, I'm making it back. If I'm telling any lies right now, engineer, cut the mic and level the track. I can't get show money through Corona, no problem, I just send in the packs. Half a square and a six-shot spin. No, my friend, this ain't no regular bag. No. I pay 15 bills in LV, 2Z the dark, I'm making it back. If I'm telling any lies right now, engineer, cut the mic and level the... I can't get show money through Corona, no problem, I just send in the packs.
Okay, number three. This is Sister City by Flocko. I love, 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 love Flocko. Last time I saw him live was in Treese, April 2019, which is crazy to think back. But I love Flocko. I love his energy. He's just so, just gives me very much Afropunk vibes. Like, he reminds me of HR, of Bad Brains. And if you know me, you know I'm in love and obsessed with Bad Brains and HR. So, Flocko, you're amazing. Sister City by Flocko.
I use the whole arm. Miss me while all that, you do no harm. Adam, air on my t-shirt. Now, never, that's how we were. I was better. Cowards never. Sour petals. Loud seven. My D-pot is popping. How keep on coming out with these concoctions. Spazzy ball. I look so fantastic. I'm practical. Need a general how I move around.
All right, number two.
Number two. So Tyler, the Creator, released his Call Me If You Get Lost album. And I have been a big Tyler fan from the beginning. He's obviously had a lot of growing to do and he's done it. And I'm very thankful. So his song Massa, I love the production on it. I love the stories he tells and even his concepts. He's incredible. So Massa by Tyler, the Creator.
It is, man. Do it. Whatever brings you that immense joy, do that. That's your luxury. Greatest thing that ever happened to me was being damn near 20 and leaving Los Angeles for the first time. I got out my bubble, my eyes just wide. My passport is the most valuable. Massa couldn't catch me, my legs long than a psh. Got too much self-respect, I wash my hands for ice. They try to talk me. I'ma just go.
What is your number one song? And let's see, number one...
Just, yeah, top five tracks that have kept me grooving. Some of them were released more recent, like Clint Breeze's record. Tyler, the Creator's came out earlier in the year. So it's just kind of kept me flowing all year long.
Yeah.
And so as a number one, highlighting Crazy Tings by Tims. Tims is a Nigerian singer. She's incredible. She's collaborated with Drake and Wizkid. And so more recently has gotten... blown up, I guess I could say. And so this track is off of her recent EP for Broken Ears. It's called Crazy Tings by Tims.
All you do is lie, lie, lie. All you do is drive, drive, drive. You don't even know the kind of things. But you try to draw me all these things.
Ari, if we wanted to find out more about you, follow you on social media, how would we do that?
Ari Attack on Instagram, and then follow FAF Collective on all platforms. Check out our website. If you want to collab or, you know, are interested, hit us up. Follow us, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, Melissa, for that top five from Ariana Beattie. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from a Small Studio alum, artist Okara Imani. Imani and her band have an entry into the annual NPR Tiny Desk Contest. Be sure to support the video by liking and sharing if you can, and check out the entire video at Okara Imani's social media. Let's listen now. This is Okara Imani with her band The Call. The song is called Just Happy to Be Here on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Hey, hey, to live your best life on your stay in the best way. Cause your every breath is sacred. You can fake it till you make it. I support you. Cause I'm here to live my best life on my worst day. My worst day in the best way. And although my life is tiny, I am whole, I am mighty, and I'm happy.
That was Okara Imani and her band The Call, with the band's NPR Tiny Desk entry, Just Happy to Be Here. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week? Charlene, I hear that Bless has released a new song.
Yeah, they have a song with Space Bomb, which is a house band for Space Bomb Records out of Virginia. I thought it was pretty cool that a record label had their own house band. And I have to say that I do perform with Bless, but I'm not on this recording. But I love this song in all capacities anyway. This is Bless with Flip a Light On.
I like a bright dawn and my nights warm. Enjoying this cozy porch swing in the light storm. Children of the corn, hungry, yeah, we'd like more. Nothing but love and battle scars for these stripes worn. Naptown on it, check the laureates on it. Cooking up early, eggs and bacon in the morning. Still riding with the same folks that showed you the ropes. I'm known for going overboard and flipping over the boat. No, we don't need a reason to celebrate us and give a toast.
Indianapolis group Sunset Stillies just released their first full-length album titled Blue. They're a young band forming as teenagers in 2019, so I'm very excited to see where they go with their music. This song's from that album, it's Sunset Stillies with It's Not All Right on Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Adam Gross, here with Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and you're listening to Small Studio Signal Boost. Thanks for tuning in tonight. As regular listeners know, we love getting submissions here on this show. You can submit your music to us anytime at wfyi.org/local-frequency. I want to play a submission now that we got from an IU student who goes by the name Edwin. This is a great, catchy track, and just like with Sunset Stillies, I'm really excited to see where his career goes in the next few years. This is Edwin with Come My Way.
Come my way. Baby girl, that body crazy, so amazing. I want a taste, got me out here waiting. No, I'm patient, I'ma make sure that I make it home. I'ma make sure that you feel at home. Yeah. Baby girl, you know these niggas playing. Know it's hard, I wanna know your heart, know what I'm taking. I'ma learn you, yeah, I'm just trying to make you feel amazing.
That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just go to wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what is it?
This is Bryce Jones with Red Sky on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.